broadcasting live from our Ford Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Ford Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Ford Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
It is March Madness.
March Madness!
It is the best time of the year.
It is a great time of the year.
We forgot to do our March Madness.
I
can't believe it.
We forgot. I didn't even occur to me.
Ding Dong texted me yesterday. Goes, hey, we doing March Madness? I said, starts tomorrow.
Oh,
I forgot. He said, I forgot too.
We screwed it up.
We had like 70 people in.
Oh, yeah, we always got a big crowd.
People loved it.
The girls always win.
Yeah, I was going to say, we don't want to do that anymore if the girls are going to win.
Women keep winning every time.
We hate girls.
Yeah.
He-Man Woman Haters Club.
We are.
He-Man.
We're alfalfa and pine tar.
Yep. Spank.
They're not pine tar.
Buckwheat.
Buckwheat and who?
Spanky and
Stymie.
Alfalfa.
Pine?
Stymie. Alfalfa, maybe.
Alfalfa was the one with the...
With the hair pointing up.
Yep. Where do you get pine tar?
I don't know.
Pine tar?
Tyler Niekamp. Brand always called him
Pine
couldn't
Tar.
Couldn't say Tyler's really a Pine Tar. That's years ago. Yeah. Years ago.
Yep. 10 years ago.
Welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, 8:15. And when the Lean Boys just left, God love them. Boys did a hell of a job out
there.
Yes, they do.
I went to Wendelin this last Friday for the old fish.
Fish.
Oh, yeah? Good.
Yes.
Would you go late? Did you go late? I was there till 6:30, I think.
Yep. We couldn't get in. It was packed. So we went to Wendelin
2.0.
2.0. Oh. Yep.
And that was packeder. We did eat there, though.
Friday nights are hot right now during Lent.
Yep.
So for recovery.
Especially if somebody has good fish.
They got good fish. They'll be there. Make good fish, they will come.
I was talking to somebody, said you got to get the frog legs at 2.0.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never had frog legs.
Me either, and I wouldn't care less. I don't want any.
Why?
Eating a frog just seems stupid to me.
Chicken. If anybody's got frog chicken. Legs and wants to bring them up here, we eat them. We'll try them?
No.
Chicken.
I've never had frog leg.
Me either.
We've got to get some.
Mike Tenney's
down. I've never eaten a snail either, and I'm not going to do that either.
You eat purpose. Calamari?
No.
Calamari's good.
Oh, I love calamari.
I like calamari.
Mm-hmm.
Squid?
Okay. Yeah, you like that.
No, Well, I don't know if I like it because I haven't had it, and I'm not going to.
Let me tell you something. Best calamari I ever had.
When I saw that you put on Facebook that you ate calamari, I about had a heart attack.
No, I love calamari. Always have.
Yeah, it's good.
First time I had Joe's Restaurant.
Joe's Restaurant.
I can't believe you'd ever eat it.
He had good calamari.
As I get older, I'm opening them up in my glands a little bit.
So, how about vegetables?
No, I hate
okay.
to.
No veggies, no fruit. That's
no fruit for me.
Too gross. No, I like apples and oranges.
Oh, well.
Bananas.
Nope, I won't eat either.
You're out? Fruit guy?
Zero.
What about you? You eat fruit?
I eat some fruit, but I just don't
strawberry ice cream?
Eat
it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm in there.
There's an artificial strawberry in it? What the heck? It kind of looks like a strawberry.
It looks like
it does, don't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably should eat better.
Probably.
That would probably be a good idea.
Probably. Me too.
We have tonight, Fee. Who we got coming in?
We got our new baseball coach, Coach Hank.
Coach Hank, and Coach Hank has been part of the program under Jerry for you and
I would say 8-9 years probably.
So he's familiar with.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he ran the JV for the last 8-10 years, I guess. Kids loved him.
Yeah.
I think he'll be great.
That's awesome. And he's going to be in here closer to the 9 o'clock hour. He had some stuff going on tonight. And,
yep.
And when he gets here, we'll get him right on. And until then, we're going to talk basketball. We're going to talk Browns. We're going to talk Reds.
Is there anything
still
to talk
have a
about?
Team?
Are we? What are we going to talk
Moment
about?
Moment of silence, please. We're going to come back. We're going to talk Reds baseball. Right after this, sports.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around.
Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 begins an interesting business year. Has your business experienced change within your operation? Or maybe you've undergone the loss of internal critical personnel, a trusted banker, or advisor. Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action on how to navigate these challenges in your business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesday, you can get special prices on our famous wings and draft beers. Wednesday night, get $3 off of any of our large pizzas. And Thursday, you can get our tenderloin basket. On Friday and Saturday evenings, we offer a sirloin steak or all-you-can-eat chicken that both include our salad bar and your choice of potato and a dinner roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern for some great home cooking.
Wow! Tickets for the Tow and Go Raffle as part of the 2022 Win on the Wall Bash held in Fort Recovery, Ohio, are on sale now. This unique game show-style raffle will be held on Friday, August 26th. And while you don't even have to be present to win, this interactive raffle will be all the more fun if you're there. Tickets sell for $100 each and can be purchased on our website, wowraffle.com, or at a number of local businesses. Tickets only sell till March 31st, so get yours now. Check out our website or follow Wow Super Raffle on Facebook for all the details. The Tow and Go Raffle, just one of the many ways you can win at the 2022 Win on the Wall Bash.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Friend, Mr. Harold Feely, the guy behind the boards tonight, Mr. Owner, operator, and all-around good guy,
Neil Spencer.
Makes sense.
Fee, I got to tell you my little story here on
Friday.
I loaded up the car and moved to Beverly. Mudboat, Walleye, and our wives went down to watch the new Knoxville Rangers.
Girls did good.
Play the first game.
Yep.
So we go into the section. We got tickets. Mary got tickets. We're way the hell down there, you know, close to the floor. Mm-hmm. Well, there's this empty area. And it's basically like Marion locals. The coaches from the area are sitting in. It's right beside the new Knoxville area. So I said, let's just sit here. Let's sit here. Nobody there. There's one coat and a hat in the chair.
No problem.
We sit right below.
No problem.
So we're sitting there, and it's about ready to start.
Yep.
Who sits in that chair?
Owner-operator,
Mr. Neil Spencer. You go to, there's 13,276 seats.
Sat right by Neil.
And we're sitting right by Spencey.
Can't get away from him.
That's unbelievable. I was like, get that.
What the hell's Neil doing here?
And, we talked last week for you, and talked to Kathy Etzler. And Rangers win the first game. I really thought that they, once they won that game, that was a state championship.
I thought that was too. I thought it was going to be, if they get by Cincinnati, they're going to win.
But hats off to the team they played.
Waterford.
And Waterford was, they're down there with Fort Fry in that southern Ohio area. And they had a great game plan, and they shut down the Gable girl, and Rangers couldn't score, and Rangers fall second.
They battled to score.
They did. So second place in the state, still hell of an honor. So,
pretty good honor. Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Congratulations to the Rangers.
Yep.
You know what, Neil, that was a nice atmosphere down there at UD, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
I liked it better because... you're confined more. Like if you go to the Schottenstein Center, it just seems like it's.
Yeah, I haven't been there in a long time. I think I've been there once since we played in, was that 99 or whatever it was. I think I've been there once because I don't like it. I just don't like it. I loved St. John Arena.
Yeah.
And Schottensteiner is the exact opposite of that.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not warm. It's not friendly. It's not
big. Yeah.
It's just a big place, you know, kind of like Riverfront Stadium was. It was a big place to watch
cement.
Watch a sporting event, and that's all it was.
That's exactly right. So we, So we turn our attention to the off season as we're kind of in between. I heard we lost some basketball coaches.
We did.
That's what I heard. Bobby Leverett is down, and our JV coach quit. And
Wetzel?
Yep. Mr. Wetzel quit. Yeah. And I don't know what's going on.
Did Wetzel get a head coaching job?
I don't know. Maybe? I don't know. Somebody said that they're both off the staff.
And my first thought when we went down there to play Mississinawa, where he graduated from, got there, and about the first thing somebody told me is, well, they fired our basketball coach today. My first thought is, well, I know where your next coach is going to be. He's going to be on our bench tonight, but be down there next year. And
I like that kid. I thought he did a nice job. Yeah, very friendly. Good job.
The only thing I don't like is that's a rotating door down there. They don't keep coaches more than...
You talking about where?
At Mississippi.
I'm talking about Fort Gavry.
I just like that kid.
I didn't know if he... I thought he had kind of talked like he might be about done, too.
I don't know if his daughter graduated or she's still...
You know, that's probably... Maybe.
Yeah.
It could be her senior year. Yeah. So maybe he will be back then.
Right. So it'd be interesting to see how that gets filled up.
Yeah.
What's going on there with the girls' boys program. And off season starts right away. I mean, it's go.
Let me just ask you this. I haven't heard anything, but have you guys heard anything about whether... Coach Melton thinks he should come back with his heart problems.
Oh, I'm sure he...
Okay.
I don't know. He came back the second half of the year. I'd say he's in.
I heard somebody not from Fort Recovery say, well, he's not going to coach next year, is he?
I have no idea.
So
I haven't heard anything.
I just thought maybe they had heard something. And I don't know. So anyway.
I have no clue. So anyway, that's kind of the boys' status and... With basketball, and I think I see the trackers out there running.
Yep. I seen them out there today.
Yeah.
Awesome shot put.
Yep. I see Calpe up on the hoist working on the baseball diamond.
Yep. I don't know if that has any chance of getting done.
I don't think so.
It kind of sounded like not, but.
I don't know about the girls. The girls got a shot, probably.
They probably got a shot.
But they're scrimmaging down at the Fort Site.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. Yeah. Have you heard Monday night.
Yeah.
That's all I've heard.
Yeah.
That their stuff's down there at the men's softball diamond down there.
Yep.
So
bring it on. It's that time. Beautiful weather. Man, today's gorgeous.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Yeah. And that makes you think of baseball and the Cincinnati Reds threw us for a loop, brother.
Ooh. We just kind of said we're done. I don't get it.
Are they even going to have a season this year? Are they even going to bother putting anybody on the field?
We're going to put a lot of young kids on the field.
I don't get it. We were so close to making the playoffs.
I agree. We're fired up thinking, are we going to make a run for Castellano? You're excited? Worried about everybody coming back?
Tonight would have been a great night to have Hal on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be mad right now.
I'm sure he's at UD Arena.
Oh, yeah. I bet he is,
Wright
too.
State.
Yep, I bet he is, too.
But Wright State is up 10 last time we looked, and UD is up 14 playing in the NIT.
NIT.
NCAA is playing.
UD, bad luck. They were the... First team out, is that right?
Yep. I never would dream that.
I didn't think that either.
Now, I don't have any idea, but assuming that Dayton might have been one of the first four, would they have been allowed to play on their home court? I think they would have.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
I
think so.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
So that would have been pretty neat if Dayton and Wright State were both playing, not each other.
Playing in Dayton. That would have been neat.
That is awesome. But I went down to the very first one they had of the first four 20 years ago, 21 years ago, and it wasn't full.
Yeah.
It was pretty neat. It was interesting. I didn't know any of the teams, good basketball, but I thought, I'm going to go down there. I bought a ticket, sat in the upper section, but the upper section was probably a third full.
Yeah.
Maybe in the lower section was almost all full.
So did you go to like both games?
Yeah.
It's kind of screwed up because, you know, you get 2,500 tickets for one team, 25 for the other. Well, the other teams ain't playing.
Yeah.
The only time it's really full is the end of that first game and the beginning of the second game.
Oh, yeah.
Even like tomorrow in the NCAA tournaments, them gyms will be empty to start out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You know, they're double seats, so.
Yep.
It'll be interesting to see how it works out and Yeah. And as far as the Reds go, you know, I just don't get it. I just don't understand.
I don't know. Castellini, Bob's, get rid of him. You know,
if sell the team, Bob.
Sell the team. Get out of this thing. Let's go.
You know, you read so much. Like I think Toby or, and, you know, Toby's
just, yeah, he's pretty sharp on it.
The Reds, Castellini gets 50-some million dollars in TV revenue. The Reds' payroll is $90 million. And you tell me he ain't making money?
Exactly.
I just can't understand it. I just don't understand it.
But if the Reds fans, and they're not quite like that, but let's say if the Reds fans are as rabid as the Cubs fans and the Browns fans, they don't have to put a good team out on the field to make money.
I don't think the Reds are that way, though.
No, they're not. And the Bengals definitely aren't. The Bengals have fair-weather fans.
I think, too.
You know, in my head, that's kind of where I would be, because if you're going to put a terrible product out there decade after decade, year after year, season after season, I don't really want to support you.
Yeah. So you look at the Reds pitching staff, and if they have Castillo, Molly, and then they got these young kids. You got Hunter Green.
Got the young ones, yeah.
Lodolo. So you got four. So my optimistic Bob is saying, well, yeah, we got young arms.
I don't know.
You know, but Jesus, I hated
it. Don't happen very often that you bring a bunch of young kids up, rookies up, and win.
Yeah, they had Amir Garrett. They got rid of him today. Traded Amir.
They did?
To Kansas City for another left-hander, some 35-year-old guy or something.
Ugh.
And then they got, you know what, getting rid of, I could understand getting rid of some of those guys. Jesse Winker was the one that I just didn't, I don't understand why you'd get rid of him.
Yeah, he was a fan favorite.
Yeah, that's
everybody
right.
Loved him.
Yeah.
You know, and he loved being there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a killer.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't.
I tell you what, I wonder what Votto's thinking.
Yeah. I don't know.
He's probably thinking, get me out of here.
I don't know what Big Joey's thinking either.
Mm.
Don't know.
That's tough.
It is tough.
It stinks for me and you because
we
watch the games every night.
Oh, yeah.
And then the next day, you'll talk about them. You know, things that went wrong, things that went right, and neat stuff. When they're bad, I mean, when they're out of it before the All-Star break, I'm done. I can't watch them.
Here's how bad it is. So I'm eating breakfast this morning, North End, right? So I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at my phone. I'm eating. Here, door opens. You know, guy comes in. What the hell are the Reds doing? And huge baseball fan, of course.
Yep.
Floyd Bergman.
Floyd. I was going to say, was it Floyd?
What the hell are them Reds doing?
He goes to all the games, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Even guys like that are like, what in the hell are they, you know?
This makes no sense at all.
No, it doesn't. When you piss off Floyd Bergman about baseball, you know something ain't right.
You're doing something right.
That's exactly right.
Oh, for God's
sake. But you know what? They open spring training up first game Friday, and I think six of the spring training games are on Bally Sports Net and Fox Sports. And and we'll watch them, and we'll root for them because we
got And when you're diehards, you're going to stay.
Neil won't. He hates them.
I can't sit and watch a baseball game on TV.
Why?
I don't know anybody playing. I don't. You know. I always hope the Reds win. And if I'm sitting at Brick Street or Bowling Alley and the game's on, I'll be kind of watching it. But I don't watch.
So you're out.
Yeah, but I always have been. That's how I've always been.
Why you got two mics?
This one is
in case you stand up.
No, this one is so I can move around, and this one is a better microphone like your guys.
Mm. You say we sound better than you?
Yeah. Yeah, better quality microphone, yeah.
Thank you, bub.
Sweet. Yep.
And even it's not even the microphone, it's just your golden tones.
We do have
the golden tones.
Yes, you do.
We doing baseball this year?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm planning to have baseball
get there?
Broadcasts.
When we start a week from Monday?
Right? Yes. 10, 11, 12 days.
12 days.
Oh, it's not next Monday.
No.
Nope.
Not this coming Monday.
Oh, well, hell, we got plenty of time.
28th. We got a week. Yeah, we got a week for Monday.
At Salina?
Yes, I believe so.
Have you got a baseball schedule?
I have this.
Well, that's perfect.
All right.
At Salina, at Missoula, at Crestview start out. Right out of the gate. Crestview's always fun when I go up there.
Yep. Sometimes it's actually warm enough you can breathe.
Was it last year?
We had some long games at Salina, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember the time we used Gary Raspberry's heater?
Well, it was the heater up by him.
Yeah.
And it blew the circuit breaker.
Yeah.
And his heater went out. And he was
Raz is in a rage.
Because we had a little heater, you know. And every time we turn on, power go out. It was colder than a witch's, you know.
Oh, yeah, it was cold. Those early games, there's a lot of those. Oh, man, they're just cold. So cold.
Oh, yeah, it is. We've had both ways because we froze up there, and then I absolutely fried myself at South Adams one Saturday. My hands were sunburned.
You didn't even come back for the second game.
I was burnt. Yeah. I had no feelings. My top of my head was smoking. We're sitting out there on the cement. It was black. You know, everything's black. We was like, this is nasty. Beautiful day.
Yeah.
Let's play two. Ernie Banks.
Ernie Banks.
Big Ernie, let's play two. Let's take a break. Come right back. Let's talk Baker Mayfield.
Baker! Not getting a lot of love right now.
I don't know.
Ain't sure.
Yeah.
We ain't sure.
We don't know.
Wayne Street Market.
They're sure. We know about them guys.
They're sure.
Great donuts in the morning.
Yep.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero-turn in the industry, Ferris. Experience suspension.
Seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
The Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce is proud to announce the recipients for their annual Citizen of the Year and Hall of Fame Awards banquet to be held on Sunday, March 20th at 5:30 p.m. Here are the recipients. Citizen of the Year, Janice Feely. Hall of Fame, Chuck Hine and Tess Kalp. The Fort Recovery Business of the Year, Wendell Poultry Service. Outstanding Community Service Award, Fort Recovery Radio Christmas Gala Committee. Beautification Awards, Ted and Allison Homan, Most Improved Residential Dwelling Award, Tyler and Kendra Toby, Residential Property Award, Pat Wendell, Landscaping Improvement Award, Chamber of Commerce Scholarship, Marissa Garkey, daughter of Tim and Julie Garkey. These 2021 award winners and nominees will be honored at the annual awards banquet sponsored by Brockman Beckman Funeral Home at 5:30 p.m. on Sunday, March 20th at the Middle School Auditoria. As always, the public is invited to attend and tickets are available at any of the local banks and at Fort Recovery Insurance.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Tickets at the door.
At the door.
Yep.
We're back.
We are back.
Wednesday night, Bubba and Fee.
So I'm looking at the Fort Recovery Community Club brackets. Now, is that point spreads?
Yeah.
Or is that just...
Yeah, I think they had point spreads on them.
Oh.
So you don't know. You got... Below are the teams that have randomly been drawn off payouts we paid it. Okay.
I think they just pulled names to match up with the spots. I don't think there's point spreads, is there?
How I think every game's got a point spread.
I think there are point spreads.
Yeah. And then the winner moves on to the next.
Yeah. Whoever has the winner, they just take whoever won the game and move on.
That's the way all these brackets are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise, you get Wright State, you're done.
Yeah.
You have no chance.
So let's say you have Wright State and the point spread.
Yeah, and 35 points. And then
so they
lose by 34. You get whoever they... whoever beat them, the number one team, you now take that
that's
team.
That's your team.
Oh, okay.
And then the next point spread, you'll probably be given points.
Okay.
I think that's how it goes.
I think it's the way it goes.
Hmm. So if you get Wright State,
and they cover tonight, you move on.
You have Alabama.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I like it.
Yeah,
me too. It keeps you in it anyhow.
I agree. Yep. I'm with you 100%.
Well, I'm not in, but...
You didn't get in?
No.
I didn't either.
I figured if they needed spots, I'd get in, but let people that really care get in.
I'm with you. So, Fee, the Cleveland Browns made some noise this week, and they got rid of Jarvis Juice.
Yeah. They got a couple of them, that Treader.
Yep, J.C. Treader, who's going to end up being a Bengal.
And Hooper.
Hoop. See ya, Hoop.
Yeah, he didn't really do much for us.
And then he's bad-mouthed Baker. He said, I tried really hard to get him something established with Baker, and didn't happen. I'm like, catch a freaking ball, moron. Yeah,
get open and catch a ball.
Yeah, what the hell?
I don't know. Either... Maybe these guys are right. Baker's terrible. He just can't throw a ball, but I don't get it.
Well, I didn't watch a bunch of games. In fact, I didn't watch any games. But I've heard all kinds of people talking about, you know, Baker's throwing some pretty decent passes and guys are just not.
There's a lot of drops. There's a lot of drops. But there's a lot of balls thrown behind. And
yeah.
I don't know. But I don't know.
He has just got ripped on Twitter. I mean, his social media. He's Cleveland fans are nuts.
Yeah.
You know, and we're all one of them. We're all that way.
Yeah.
The passion of the Browns fans, unbelievable.
Yeah.
And they hated him because, you know, this year's team was supposed to be.
We were destined. Yeah.
You were supposed to be what the Bengals ended up being.
Right. We were supposed to be.
So anti-Baker fans really come out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
And then they just abused the guy.
They killed him.
Now, is the reason he sucked, because you look at what he's done, you know, we were 0-16 before we got Baker.
Exactly.
We won a game.
We didn't win a game.
Last year, we make it to the playoffs, beat Pittsburgh in the playoffs.
Yeah, thump them.
Now he's got a torn labrum, and he's still out there quarterbacking.
Second game, trying to tackle somebody on a pick. Stupid.
But he was trying to give what he had for the team.
That's what he said. I gave it all.
And I do like his love of Cleveland,
I think balls
to the wall.
Moxie, he's a neat dude, bud.
But I also see where it's been so much for him. Do you move on from him?
Yeah.
I mean, I can see that side of it.
I just guess, I looked at the, you know, some of the proposals they made. You know, you're giving away two first rounds. You're giving away Baker. You're giving away Hunt. You know, it's like
two.
It's five. You get four or five guys away for one.
Two. And another thing that you got to think about is this guy, maybe he's tougher than hell, but he's also been charged with rape.
Right. And you never, and that could
and
be
although
a
he's innocent,
suspension. 6 or 10 game suspension.
Well, you know, even though the charges have been dropped, this guy's still a dirty prick.
Yeah. A little scary. And
you got eight scary girls. Ain't all lying.
Yeah, I'd say it's a little scary. Yeah.
So then you're going to take,
You got that. You're going to take that chance.
Yeah.
You know, you got.
So what was the last quarterback that the Browns had that the fans liked?
Well,
Kozar.
Yeah.
Really?
In my head, that's the last one I can remember. Now,
we didn't have Deere. We didn't have very many good ones.
Johnny Football and Baker, they loved till they started playing.
The only guys that liked Johnny Manziel was me, Cody, and Matt Braun. We were the only three that loved.
Yeah, I'll never forget that draft.
Remember
that moron? My son was in heaven. He thought we had the greatest player of all time. Little did we know we had a moron.
I wish we would have videotaped their reaction when they said the Browns traded.
Yeah.
And we're off the bowling alley, and it is like the biggest party ever because they're coming up to get Manziel.
Yep, no doubt they're going to get Manziel.
And when they announce, and Ross and Pork are giving us a finger, this guy sucks, and we're hugging. And oh my God, it was so fun.
It was fun.
It was. You just can't believe how much fun it is.
It's just amazing how like now with this free agency stuff, man. There's a lot of players moving. They're all over the place.
It is wide open.
It's completely wide open. When they trade for the Seattle quarterback, you know, I'm like, what the heck? Denver put everything up there, too. They had, two or three
first rounders, and they get four or five guys for one guy, Russell.
Every half hour, there's something going on.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's baseball, football,
something big.
It is just nuts.
Unfortunately, baseball is all about the Reds giving away everybody. Everybody they got.
See, why did you bring that up?
It kills me.
Still, why did you do that, Neil?
You brought it up first, but you hadn't brought it up for a half an hour.
Yeah, we moved on.
We moved on. Just
once you move on,
can't move on. You move on.
Well, now you're dragging it.
I'm mad.
Around.
We are mad.
You could have ignored him.
We can't do that. He's my partner.
Oh, we ain't happy.
You do not ignore your partner.
No, we love the Reds. We ain't happy.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that's not.
On Sunday, we have, and we're quite proud of this.
Yeah, very proud.
We are the Fort Recovery Radio Gala, Christmas Gala, is receiving an award from the mayor and the community about, what's the title of it, Neil? You know,
it's the Community
Service Award?
Service Award, yeah, I believe is what the title of it.
Yeah,
that's basically, yes.
It's quite an honor.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna accept that award, and you know, we're all gonna be up there
Sunday night,
and it'll be you know, we're very proud of that, and that award is not Fort Recovery Radio's. That award is not Neil Spencer's, Harold Fields. That is a community award.
Is a community award.
Yep.
Because what we do is nothing. What you people do makes that thing.
We just sit up there and do stupid stuff.
Yeah.
We do dumb stuff, and they give us a lot of money, and we give it to the people that need it.
That's exactly right.
It's awesome.
And it's just we're honored to get that award, but people understand that is definitely we'll hang that plaque proud here in the studio without question. And
yeah, absolutely.
And at next year's gala, we'll have it somewhere.
You damn right.
Yeah,
we'll put that baby up there, and
we'll have lights on it.
We will light that thing.
We'll light that baby up.
Chuck might even just have it in the corner of the screen.
we should do. We should have a parade float.
Yeah.
You in?
Yeah.
We could do it.
Yeah.
How can we not?
That'd be fun.
We could have it in St. Henry's St. Patrick's Day Parade Sunday afternoon.
There you go.
Get our award.
We need a hay wagon.
We, Fort Recovery Radio Gala, mark it right here. We'll have a float in the parade.
We're getting a float.
Huh?
It's going to be big.
Well, I'm okay with that.
And we are going to have, not, now listen, I'm this we're going big. Through this.
Spitball.
We ain't having one trailer.
No.
We're lining them some bitch up.
Big trailer.
We're going to have four or five hay wagons hooked onto that trailer.
Guy in his trailer.
Anybody wants to come.
Yep.
It's a community.
Everybody that donated.
Anybody that donated, get on.
Anybody who donates, get on this wagon.
Get on the bandwagon.
Yes. On. You enter out.
I'm fine with that.
I like it.
Believe it or not, I do not have a hay wagon.
We'll get hay wagons.
Let's get that.
We'll get 40 of them.
We can get that now.
Everybody in town
is oak. Yep, come on up.
You
in or out?
I'm great with that.
I'm loving it.
We are having the biggest float in the history of the Jubilee.
I was thinking for the St. Henry.
We'll take it. Cold water. We ain't scared.
Well, I say Sunday afternoon at St. Henry parade.
Lake Festival.
Lake Festival.
Let's go.
Everybody for recovery on the hay wagons. Yeah, this is big.
How many people are on this float?
197 people. Who are these people? I'm pissed.
Everybody
just love everybody.
Yeah, everybody gave money.
Yep.
We love them.
This is going to be big, folks.
It is big. It's big.
So, remember, Jubilee Parade, Fort Recovery Radio will be there.
We're going to be in.
I think we should do it for St. Henry's Parade Sunday, for the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
It's supposed to be cold Sunday.
So you're a sissy.
I'm a wimp.
Sissy.
So you'd rather be in the 90-degree heat?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Sitting on there throwing candy at kids?
Throwing candy at kids? Can't beat it.
Oh, this is big.
This is big.
Yep. I can't wait. I'm ready to start building.
Okay.
Let's get this big. We're going to tell Bill.
You're in charge.
He'll build something.
Oh, yeah. Bill have something.
Bill has something.
It'll
awesome.
Be beautiful.
No, we don't want it beautiful.
No, it won't be beautiful.
It won't be.
It'll be crazy.
No. One of the wagons might have three wheels.
We got to get Greaseup's fire truck to lead us with the aerial up.
Oh yeah, taking lines out
taking
wide.
Taking out.
Yep.
Electric lines going out wide open.
Power's out.
Love it. I'll talk to Colt.
Bring that baby out. Let's go.
This is big, Spencey.
Power's out in Fort Recovery.
Perfect. Yeah. We got to work on this.
We got to work on this.
A little
big.
Chuck's got to do sound. We got to, yep.
This is big.
It's big. It's real big. Let's take a break. Coach Ike's going to be up here any second, folks.
Yep.
We're going to talk to the coach when he gets here. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Here at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, we want you to put the very best into your machine so you can get the very best out of your machine. Choose to use CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. Only CNH Industrial Genuine Parts are specifically engineered to fit and function perfectly with your Case IH equipment. They deliver the performance your business demands while giving you the durability your schedule depends on. So when you want to maximize your performance, go with the original. CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. To find CNH Industrial Genuine Parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Miracle Lanes has two great specials for you every Friday during Lent. For only $9, you can get your choice of an order of popcorn shrimp or six pollock wings, and each will come with fries and slaw. Call ahead at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Popcorn shrimp dinner or six pollock wings dinner, each with fries and slaw for $9. And they'll have fish and shrimp on their Friday lunch buffet every Friday during Lent. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274.
Sayo Desai is looking for local crafters, makers, vendors, sewers, and bakers to set up at the Brick Street Market on Saturday, April 9th from 10 to 2 in downtown historic Fort Recovery. If you're interested in setting up for this event, please find us on Facebook, Fort Recovery, Sayo Desai, or contact Erica Workamp at 419-852-5808. Don't miss this great opportunity to show off your business to the public at the first Brick Street Market coming up on Saturday, April 9th in downtown Fort Recovery from 10 until 2.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Nine.
Up 15.
To 75. Right, State? Killing them. Killing
them. Is that one over or is this
no,
still?
No, 3 minutes ago.
Couple minutes ago. Yeah. That's over.
UD kill was UD final?
20.
ED wins actually. By 20?
Yep. Beat the Rockets.
Sorry,
the
AJ.
Toledo Rockets.
AJ Schellenberger ain't happy. Who do we know from Toledo? AJ?
AJ.
Bruiser?
Bruiser?
Oh, yeah.
He's a big hey. Toledo nut.
Greg Bratz?
Greg Bratz at Toledo.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Toledo. And Eric Diller.
Eric Diller.
Eric Diller.
Yep.
How about the basketball player? Leonard's.
Leonard's.
When did Leonard's come before Kerry went to play at Toledo?
Oh, yeah, Kathy.
Kathy.
Oh, yeah. Did she play at Toledo? I don't think I knew that.
Yeah,
I knew
she's covering out.
She was really good, and I knew she played at a big-time college, but I didn't realize it's Toledo.
Yeah, I think it is.
Awesome.
I think you are correct.
And she's Shane Hare, right?
Yes.
Right, yeah. Keep wanting to say, Eric, that's his brother, Kyle.
So I tried to get this guy to call in tonight, but he was busy. Mm-hmm. I would like to give a shout-out to a fan of Fort Recovery Radio, a very big fan of Fort Recovery, and a legend family of our town, and that is Tom Souter retired today. Retired.
That's awesome.
Really?
Tom retired.
He's 30.
He's 30, 66.
30.
But he's still.
He's 66.
Well, he's Jack's age, so 65 or 66.
65, I bet.
Wow. And he announced his retirement from coaching basketball at Worthington Kilbourne.
Yep.
And it was all over social media. And
man, well, how old was he there? 26 years?
Yeah.
What?
22 wow. or 26 22, years.
Something like that.
Well, he coached at Ohio State. He was assistant coach at Ohio State.
Yeah. He started out, I think he was a JV coach at Elida is where he started.
Elida.
And then he went to...
There was a Cincinnati school or something.
Oxford, Talawanda.
There you go. Yep. Yep.
And then he went to... And I think that's when he joined Randy Ayers at Ohio State. Maybe we might be missing one there.
Yeah.
There seems like there should be one more step in there. But
That's right.
You know, all of a sudden... Everybody's saying Tom Souter's coaching at Ohio State. I said, you got to be kidding me. How the hell do you don't doubt that he's able.
No,
you
right.
You just wonder how the hell he got connections to get there.
He had some connections.
Yeah.
which is great.
And he was with Randy Ayers.
Yeah,
at Ohio State.
Staff, yeah.
And then he went to, I want to say...
Eastern Kentucky.
Yeah. That is correct.
Colonels.
He went down and was at Eastern Kentucky. And then I think he went somewhere else.
I lost track of him for several years.
And Tom, and I know a lot of people don't know, but Tom is on the, he not only is a coach, but he's also on a lot of the boards. And he's a big Central Ohio District board. He was president for years of the Columbus area. Yeah.
And again,
Board of Coaches.
I'm not even remotely surprised that he's capable of doing that. I'm just surprised that some yahoo from around here, like Digger Don, gets to be somebody that's kind of important.
Yep. Yeah, and when you look at his retirement, and Will Kilbourn had a thing out, and a lot of people are saying a lot of big hit, and a lot of big guys are, a lot of the sports writers in the Columbus area talking what a great guy he is, and we already knew that, didn't we?
I tell you what, when you you're in a city and you stay in the same school for 22 years, you're a pretty good coach.
Yeah.
You've done a pretty good job, I think, because you know there has to be people out there headhunting you constantly,
wanting to get rid of people. He might have been the Division I Coach of the Year last year.
I think you're right. They made a heck of a run.
Yeah, and they come out of, like, they've had a tough, I mean, they had a streak there where they wasn't very good.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think he was D1 Coach of the Year last year, and then they had a really good team this year. They went like, it was like us, 15-7, something like that. And they got beat by one of the, I think somebody, maybe Arlington or somebody got them. So congratulations, Tom Souder. You did your
Your retirement, buddy.
That's exactly right. He texted me today. I texted him, congratulated him. He said, now I can go down to with my buddies to Florida. And I said, make sure you bring your sticks. And he said, they're already in the trunk. So, and did we golf with him last year? Did he come over and golf?
I don't think he did. I don't remember.
Or did he play in the Fort Covey Open, the Booster Open once?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
He did, yep.
I thought he did, too.
He came play with Jack and them.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're exactly right.
Well, we can maybe do a little finagling around, and he can move into the house or the condominium that his mom and dad lived in.
There you go.
Yeah. Just work, get him here.
And then, Fee, we missed this last week, and I felt bad because I had it wrote down and everything good. But a shout out to Clark and Dixie. Tremendous donation to the weight room, to the SAC. It was a great Sunday up there. Them guys accepting it. Clark had all his buddies there, and Dingle Dime was there, and all his boys. And
I knew I should know who that guy was.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Now he's from Salina, right?
Originally. Yeah. Yep.
Is he still in Salina?
No, I think he's. I don't want to say. But I think he's in Finley.
They were making a run the same year we did, right?
Yeah.
That's right. What I was thinking, too. Yep. They might have got regional finals, maybe?
They got beat. I think you're right.
I think damn near they're about one
first
step
game of the regionals or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what a great thing for them guys to give back to the.
Oh, man.
You don't have to do that.
They really understand community and how much it means and how important it is.
His Brent's introduction and Clark's talk were, look, they were brief, to the point, and said everything about how people from here that have gone on and people that are from here and stayed. Understand that some things can make a huge difference.
Yeah.
And, it just, one of the things Brent said that when they've talked several times and he and Clark both said, when we were in school, wouldn't it just been awesome to have something like this make us stronger, better, and
oh, it's amazing. It's amazing how that SAC has made our players so much better.
Boys, girls,
everybody.
It's unbelievable. They said that one machine was, Clark said that this is what, and Clark's got connections, right?
Sure he does,
And he said this is what Ohio State, the people at Ohio State, and you know he's got connections because he sits at the front row of every Ohio State game.
Yeah.
He is at the press box. He's everywhere for every Ohio State football game.
Absolutely.
He said, this is what they told me we have to get. Every high school has to have one of these machines. And
we got one.
And we got one now, thanks to Clark and Dixie. And
yep.
That's big, I tell you what. And it's amazing how you look back at the old films and stuff of when Jack played. And, you know, and look how skinny them guys were. And, you know, like, yeah, I mean, like Dave Stogler and Mick. And, I mean, they were good basketball players. Skinny little guys that, you know, is unbelievable. And now you look at these... I mean,
Adonises.
Yeah. I mean, that Rammel boy is a stud. Yep. I mean,
and he could have been a stick.
The Toby boy like last year, you know, when he's an absolute specimen.
Right.
He's on a basketball court. It's just amazing. You can't see him as well with the football, but you know they're big. You know, all of a sudden we got a lot bigger. You know,
all you got to do is a senior day when them guys come up here, the Kanapke boys and them big bastards.
Oh my God,
Jesus, are they thick?
They are thick boys. There's one reason for that, and that's sack.
Bingo. And Blockberger doesn't. Unbelievable
he
job.
Does a he great does. Job
and
with him.
Brent, and that's just, you know, and Clark and Dixie, God love you. And we forgot to mention that last week. And
absolutely.
Damn, I forgot about
that. I did too.
I got out of here. But no, that's really cool. And yeah, it's just, you know.
Yeah, and I kind of sat there and watched Andy and Grace and some of the other kids go through stuff. And I didn't know what they were doing, but you could tell. Those kids were actually enjoying what they were doing, and it's just they know that it's doing them some good. They like doing it. They're good at it. They understand what it's doing for them, and the kids, it's special. It's just
it is unbelievable.
And our weight room was pretty decent before that.
Oh, and
whole sack is and just
Bubba.
Fantastic.
You guys get credit for that too. The Stogler boys they started that weight part of it in memory of Lucas, and you know Lucas would be proud as hell to see that today.
Oh,
I guarantee
God,
you,
yes.
He would love that.
Yeah, that's right.
Know? And it was something that when we had the weight room, I think Dave Blockberger, it was a lot of his weights and stuff, but. When it was the old gym.
Yeah.
You know, and we had a decent weight room. And it was actually pretty impressive for a put-together thing, basically.
Yeah, right.
But, man, when you go into this thing now, it's like, oh, man, this is state-of-the-art.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
I see that Parkway is now talking about putting on an athletic complex.
Yeah. They?
But that's going to be... I just kind of scanned that article. It sounds like it's going to be paid for by the school.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
But most of the other ones haven't been.
Yeah.
But
St. Henry's got a real nice thing over there now.
Yep.
And I got a text here from, I got a couple texts here. I got one from Perry Hall, listening.
I've heard of him.
Hello, Perry Hall. How the hell are you, brother? And he said, the Indianapolis Colts will take Baker Mayfield off your hands if you don't want him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they got rid of Carson Wentz. So they would love to have a quarterback over there.
I'd say they're looking for one right now.
Absolutely they are. All right, we got the head baseball coach of Fort Recovery here. Let's take a break. Come right back. We're going to introduce you to Mr. Ike right after this.
Klingtron & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingtronandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtron & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Forrest Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forrest, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forrest Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Gore's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
There was a farmer had a dog. Bingo was his name.
There's no school this Friday, so our library is holding a special event. Bingo at the library for kids ages pre-K through 5th grade. You don't need to pre-register, and there's no charge. All you need to do is show up and have lots of fun. This Friday afternoon at 1:30, bingo for kids pre-K through 5th grade at our library. Stop by and have fun.
Bubba and Fee, Wednesday night, we're going to talk to our new head coach of the baseball program, Mr. Kevin Eich. How's it going, buddy?
Good. Thanks for having me.
You betcha, man. How's things going?
Good. Spring sale going on.
We got spring sales going.
Been a good week. We got outside, so.
Can't beat that.
Is this mic on, Neil?
I don't think he's on.
Yep. There you go. Now let's go.
Let's try again.
How about now?
There we go.
That sounds better.
That sounds better.
Yeah, good week. We're outside. Nice weather. So
got a scrimmage in last night, I heard.
Scrimmage last night.
Good.
Did all right.
Yeah.
Pitching did all right. And we got things to work on, but.
Yeah.
That's always fun. Is pitching usually ahead of hitting?
Probably. Yeah. Probably, because it's different. You get out, you know, we haven't been outside much. You get outside and see the ball, you know, outside versus against up against the wall inside and see other pitchers, you know, other than what you've seen in the gym. So, I think so.
So let's get to know you a little bit. And as a head baseball coach at Fort Recovery, but you've been in the program for quite a few years under Jerry but talk a little bit about your home life, wife, kids, and where you...
We live in Coldwater. My wife, Julia, and then we got four kids, Eli, Will, Ben, and Kate. So
how old's that?
Eli's 7, and then Will and Ben are twins. They're 4. Oh. Kate's only a year old. So.
That's perfect.
Busy house.
Busy house, absolutely. Your wife's wanting to kill us right now. Can you go over here?
We got him in bed.
There you go. That's big.
She listening right now?
I don't know. She talked about putting it on.
There you go. Well, you've been the JV baseball coach for a number of years here at Fort, and your program's always been very successful. And you get the kids ready for Jerry, and part of the reason that this thing is developed into a solid baseball program is the coaching staff all the way through. So let's talk a little bit about your coaching staff that you've implemented here this year, and then we'll go from there.
So now we've got Ben Homan helping out with the varsity, which he did last year.
Mm-hmm.
Former player of ours.
And state player.
Yeah, he does a real good job. And then the JV, we've got Ben Will and Reese Rogers helping out. Again, both former players.
Big men, yep.
Ben was on one of those state semifinal teams.
Benny the Jet.
And they're doing a great job, too. So I'm really happy so far.
What's your numbers?
We got 26 in the program, and right now I think we got 12 varsity and 14 JV.
Oh, good.
Great numbers.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah.
As this thing is, you know, you've gotten ready and you get your staff together and you start hitting, when do you start actually getting up in the cage and up the sack and start? I mean, is that like October you start up, or when is it?
November. We started in November. The guys that weren't in basketball and wanted to get swings in, and a couple days a week we were in there, starting probably beginning of November. So
can't beat that.
Yeah,
more swings you can get, the better.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about, you know, that sack, that facility, and I mean, that's great that we can.
It is unbelievable.
Get in there in the wintertime and do some stuff.
So. It is awesome.
When you look at your ball club this year, you know, we lost a lot of good seniors, but you have some kids coming back. Now, we got a kid out with some injury. We got Big D out.
Right.
With an arm, on our arm or shoulder, I don't know what it is, elbow, whatever it is. But But you have some pitchers coming back. Is that correct? Who we got?
Yeah. I think so far we've looked pretty good. A pretty good staff, I think. Troy Homan, Alex Deuce, Jackson Irvin. He did real well last night. Troy pitched real well last night. Wyatt Benn, Brock Deuce.
We're solid.
So we got a decent number.
Good number.
And they've been doing a good job. So, you know, we're going to miss Daniel, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think these guys can step in and we can still be competitive.
Yeah. You look at your how many seniors you got this year?
We only had three seniors.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Three seniors.
You got when you look at Troy, and we'll hit on these guys, and we'll get you back here once the season gets started, and we'll talk a little bit. But Troy is a kind of he is a baseball player. You know, he bats. I don't know where you're going batting, but you know, I think was he batting leadoff last year? Moved him around a little bit.
He was up top, yeah.
And he's a nice kid to get off the. And you got Landon, and yeah. And I'll tell you, that's big to have those two.
Up, pretty solid,
yeah.
Up the middle.
Leading up the middle, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we tried last night, and we'll play around with it some more.
Sure,
but
sure.
Yeah, those two, Troy and Landon, were 1 and 2, and so.
Plus, you got a nice boost this year. I heard the Rammel boys playing.
Kale, yeah,
he's back.
Yep, Kale's playing.
Kale Rammel's playing baseball.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
That's big.
That's awesome.
He's a nice addition to the outfield.
Yeah.
And I said we didn't hit very good last night. He had two of our three or four hits. So
he did
so,
good.
Yeah, he's doing real good so far. So
he'll get back.
He's just an athlete.
Get back in the saddle.
You just can't. Yeah, you just can't. You know, a lot of people compare to Harold.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, just pretty good athlete.
You agree? I mean,
yeah, like black and white.
Yep.
Complete yeah. opposite.
Yep.
Very good comparison.
Yep. Black you and got white. you so. We open up like 2 weeks or 10 days from now at Salina.
28th, yeah.
How many scrimmages do you have?
We've got three scheduled. We're supposed to scrimmage Indian Lake on Friday.
Dang good.
Looking like rain.
A lot of rain, yeah.
And then Van Wert next Thursday.
Okay.
That'd be a good one.
So hopefully, you know, we get at least one of those in, and we may try to pick something up next week if we can. So.
How about your schedule? Still brutal. Last year was pretty brutal.
I think it starts okay. Like, you know, kind of ease into things.
Yeah.
But yeah, once we get into it a little bit, you got those
Mac, some good teams
Mac
out
games
there.
Yeah. And Lincoln View and some of those. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
How's it feel to be the main dog?
Well, I'm glad to be. You know. Trying to run things here and
yeah.
Keep the program going. Jerry did a great job. I think got the program in a good place, and so it's good to try to keep it going here. And
well, I tell you
what we can do,
Kevin. I know that from being around you for the last 8-10 years, those kids loved you down at the JV level, and you always did a great job down there. I mean that, and as soon as they said your name, I thought. That's a no doubter. It's a good one, you know. So, and I think it's going to be a fun year. I mean, those kids you were naming off, those pitchers, there's some live arms there. There's some strong pitching staff there. I think.
I think we can compete. And I forgot to mention Bo Tin, and he looked pretty good too.
Bo looked good.
He's making some improvements and looked pretty good too.
So. How about? No injuries. We're good there so far. My
just
arm's good.
Just Daniel. Yeah, everybody else is.
Other than Daniel,
everybody else is good.
So is Dan done?
Yeah, he won't be. He won't be playing this
season.
Yeah,
he's done.
Yeah,
that sucks.
That's
still bad for the kid.
Yeah.
I do too. He got COVIDed 1 year, and now stupid arm goes bad on him 1 year.
Yeah, he's such a.
But now you said that possibly this might be a quicker rehab.
Yeah.
If it is just a nerve or something?
That's my understanding.
Yeah.
They got maybe a little better prognosis, and it won't be
quite
as lengthy rehab.
Yeah, I know, because he was kind of throwing Tommy John surgery at us there for a while, and I thought, ugh, that don't sound good.
Hopefully they they can avoid that.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be good. So. Being from Coldwater and growing up, you know, Coldwater is an unbelievable baseball town, and you know their program is top notch. Now, are you a Coldwater grad?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Graduating 2002.
2002.
Yep.
State teams.
When I was a freshman or sophomore, we went to state. That was it. That might have been my sophomore year.
What position did you play?
Played third base and pitched.
Could you hit?
I was a decent hitter.
Yeah.
Decent.
Yeah.
So he batted .650.
Not that good.
Oh. So 2002, who was coaching?
Brian Harlemer.
Harley was there too, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think he started in 97 or 98.
Okay, is that? Yeah. Yeah, he's a great guy too. And,
yeah.
And when you look at, you know, growing up when around baseball and then when you see, you know, you underneath Jerry and you know, what a great guy. And so do you have your own philosophies? We're going to have to manufacture runs. Are you a free? Talk a little bit about your philosophy in baseball.
I think the big thing is pitching and defense. I think, like you said, you can manufacture some runs, bunts, steals, things like that. If you have good pitching, that can get you through a lot of games. So I think that's a big emphasis.
Huge.
The hitting, I mean, I feel like the last couple of years we've struggled, and that's something we gotta fix, because it makes the game a lot easier if you can
put 10 runs up. Right. It makes it pretty easy for that pitcher.
You don't have to worry about that pitching so much. Yeah.
Yeah, when it's 2-1 going in the bottom of 7, that makes it a little tougher.
It is. We have struggled a little bit in the last few years. And it was the opposite when we had, we had Jackson and them guys. They hitters.
They could hit.
We could hit. We had 7 deep every game.
Yeah, we had some great.
Where now we got to be able to hit that damn ball. And easier said than done.
Got some good kids though. Landon Post got a good bat. Usually, I think he'll come around. Troy will come around for sure. You know, them guys. Like you said, I feel like it's going to take a little while.
Bo 10 showed signs last year of being on it. Right?
Yeah, he can hit it.
Several spurts where he was outstanding.
Yeah.
He's looked really good in the batting cage. He's looked really good.
So. Yeah. So let's go over right now. Let's go over your lineup and how it would look. Like, who would be your first baseman?
Bo and Kendrick would both play first base.
Kendrick Wendell.
Kendrick Wendell last year.
Oh,
yeah.
Hell yeah.
I was thinking he was a senior. I thought he graduated.
He's one of our seniors.
That's good.
Mark Skarke, Kendrick, and
Marcus is back. Okay. He had a bad knee last year. How's he catching?
He's catching.
Is he? Good for him.
He's doing a nice job.
Good for him.
He's behind the dish.
Yep.
Now, somebody said, was Cale Ramo a catcher in his day? Or
He was. He'd rather play in the outfield.
Rather stay out of there.
And that's the spot we needed some help. So.
Absolutely.
It worked out.
Second baseman, you're looking at?
Landon will be
second.
Yeah,
Landon's. Yep. Shortstop?
Alex Deuce.
Really? Deuce goes to short.
Yeah. Him and Troy will probably switch some.
Yeah, whoever ain't pitching, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, they're both really athletic. Alex, he's got really good range, good arm. So.
And he is athletic.
Yeah.
He showed signs on the basketball court.
He is. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's long and he's.
Yeah.
He's kind of seems like the kind of kid don't have much fear. You know, just bring it on, boys. Let's do it.
Yeah. He moves well. And,
Third sack?
Third, Brock Deuce.
Oh, yeah, Brock.
He was solid. He's another senior.
That'll be
your other one?
4 years that he played then, because he played when he was a freshman. One of those last games.
Kendrick, Brock, and who's your other senior?
Marcus,
that's right.
Left field is going to be?
Kale.
Kale play left. Kale center fielder?
Troy in center.
Troy in center, right field.
And Riggs, Toby in right field.
Rigger, yeah.
Forgot Riggs. All about Riggs.
How about him catching?
And he'll give Marcus some breaks.
He actually did a pretty good job as a freshman last year.
I thought he did a nice job. He's got a good arm.
He did do a nice job. I agree.
I remember them back there timing all them guys, and he always seemed to be the fastest one to second.
I don't think he loved that, but he was happy to do it for the team, because that's how that kid is. He just whatever needs done, I figure out how to do it.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, let's take a break. Let's pay some bills. We're going to have one. We'll get you in here a little longer. Get you out. I know you got to get home. You got them little rugrats. Let's take a break. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat-deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
All of this cold weather has led to a lot of daydreaming while being stuck inside. With positions open in all of our Cooper Farms locations, we would love to work with you to help create the career you've been dreaming of all winter without sacrificing pay or benefits. Go to our website, cooperfarmsjobs.com, to learn more about how you can start a career at a company that is more than just a workplace. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground. Geothermally called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends. But make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Wow! The Win on the Wabash is excited to announce an exclusive St. Patrick's Day interview with each of our headlining entertainment acts for this year, Jake Worthington and Drew Parker. Drew and Jake join me, RJ, virtually starting at 7 p.m. on March 17th to talk about their careers, music, and excitement for this year's Wow! You can watch live on the WOW Super Raffle Facebook page or on our YouTube channel, WOW Raffle. You can also listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio. So come shamrock and roll with me, Jake Worthington, and Drew Parker on March 17th as we get pumped up for the 2022 Win on the Wabash.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Here talking to Coach Ike. So, Coach, this is not your first time as a head coach, is it?
No. I was at Indian Lake for four years as a head coach there. Yeah.
Did you teach there too?
Yeah. Yep. Taught phys ed over there. Taught for 5 years there. Was a head coach for 4 years.
So, what brought you? Brought you to the fort?
Opening came up. I wanted to get back to Mercer County.
Get back in this area.
And the opening came up, and it's been good ever since.
Awesome. What do you teach?
Teach phys ed. Oh. Kindergarten through 7th grade.
Huh.
All the little ones. Kindergarten through 7th
grade. You got my grandson Lane Kanapke in there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, he didn't even giggle. How about that?
Yeah, you got to club him once or twice a day. Not too bad.
Yeah, that
takes after his grandpa on the other side, I think.
Probably.
Dino was a hellion.
Dino, that crazy guy.
Well, that whole set of kids in that
age range,
I hope you're still alive by the time they get to second grade.
That's bad.
That ain't going to be good. That is just one wild bunch of kids.
That'll be the one thing that they love.
Sports.
They're all going to be fired up about that.
Yep.
They in jail.
It's the it's the history teachers and the English teachers. Yep. Good luck.
No.
LD.
The LD teachers.
That's good stuff. So you got here to Fort Recovery, and you've been on the staff for a number of years, and your first gig here as a head coach, and are you nervous? You feel pretty. How's your feelings about that? Would you?
So far, okay. Yeah. Once we actually get into the meat of the season, that could change. But so far, I feel good. I think things are going in a good direction, and
yeah,
we'll see. We get into the MAC, and it gets a little more serious. But
yeah. And it's a nice thing that you already know basically all the kids.
Yeah,
so that has to help a bunch.
Yeah.
Well, and you've been around the MAC enough, you know it all. Hell, you played for Coldwater, you know the competition's there. Right. It's always going to be tough, and But that'll be a lot of fun too. You're gonna have you're gonna have a blast in some of them games.
Do you see the as you look at the league this year, and I'm sure you know you look at Cole Waters, I'm sure loaded, and who else have you looked at? The New Bremen's, I'm sure.
I'll be honest. I talked to somebody last night about this, and I said, yeah, I think probably Coldwater, maybe Versailles. New Bremen was good. I don't know if they have they're all those guys coming back.
I forgot about Versailles.
Versailles is good, but, yeah.
I was a little bit out of that world, as a JV coach. I don't see all that, so, I don't know for sure. But
the thing about it is ain't nobody soft.
Right.
The worst team's probably going to be pretty good.
Every game's going
to
be good.
You're going to have to come out and play hard to win.
New Knoxville usually doesn't have numbers, so sometimes you can count that as an easy
game.
That
might be an easy game.
That might not be either, because they have from time to time.
You don't say that, though, you moron.
Well, but time to time they have some great – their biggest problem is numbers.
Yeah, they're numbers.
That's their biggest problem. Now, that should have been their problem in volleyball and basketball for girls this year, but it wasn't.
It was not a problem there.
So you just can't count a team out that doesn't have great numbers.
No, that's exactly.
And the one thing about the MAC too is if it depends on if you get the aces.
Yeah.
It just seems like sometimes every game we got the ace. Oh, here's their ace again. Can't we get a third pitcher or fourth pitcher? Somebody that's a little easier, but.
Yeah.
Well, we did 5 or 6, 7, 8 years ago.
Yeah.
But back when we weren't very good, we always got their.
Yeah, they didn't have to worry about it then.
Yeah. But when
you're good, getting your aces, that's a good thing because that means you're pretty good.
That's what we want.
That's what we want. Right? Yep. We want to go at them.
Face the best.
Beat the best.
Exactly right. Coach, I want to thank you for coming up.
We sure appreciate you coming over.
Make sure during the season here we'll get you up here and talk a little bit about how the season's going, and we'll get the players up here and introduce some of those players. So I appreciate you coming up, brother, and take care of those little ones at home, and tell your wife we thank her for letting you come out.
Absolutely.
Will do. Thanks for having me.
All right, but that is...
Good luck, Coach.
That's Coach Ike of the... Fort Recovery Indians, and the season gets underway the following Monday at Salina. And every game will be on Fort Recovery Radio.
You betcha.
Another thing, we will have like a post game if you get a chance afterwards, come up and
sneak up a talk.
Fort Recovery Radio.
So we'll probably get you back in after about the first 10 games. We're 10-0, and you can talk about
that'd be good.
Talk about all the wins we had.
Absolutely, we'll take. Coach, thanks for stopping on, brother.
Thank you.
See you, Coach.
Let's go, Giants of the Indians, and let's take a break. Coming right back, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Klingtron & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingtronandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtron & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
No. Jack might. I think we got a letter.
Are you on?
Sorry, I forgot to do that.
Welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba.
I had one more I wanted to play, and I forgot to hit it.
Hey,
we were discussing stuff, and
we were talking, and
I got distracted by important stuff.
Usually,
I get distracted by stupid stuff. This time, we got distracted by important stuff.
Yeah, it's usually us.
Well,
it was nice to Coach Ike stomp up. I know
it was.
You got four Rugrats at home. The last thing you want to do is come up and talk to us two idiots.
Yeah. We'll get him. He can call in, too, as far as that. Yeah. We'll make it easy on him.
Yep. And we will have the Fort Recovery Radio Baseball. We'll have all of our games on. And I think Spencey's working on something to do with the girls' softball. Is that right?
Yeah, we're going to do as many as we can. Again. We're still working on that. We don't know how that's all going to go. Last year, I think we got six games in. But whatever we can do. It's more than nothing. And so we have several obstacles to overcome for that, but some of it's technical and some of it is having enough people to do it. And Joe Ranley would do some games, at least last year. I haven't talked to her much in the last few weeks or months, but assuming she'll do some, she can't do every game because, number one, she's at school till 4. So away games just can't happen. Home games sometimes can, but you know, people have things going on. So, so if there are people that
catch your mom and dad, it might be there.
Yeah, if we have somebody that wants to kind of take that over, Jill would not be mad if that'd somebody else wanted to do that, and she could help if she's able to help at all this year. Mm-hmm. But so if there's somebody that wants that feels like they can help promote the kids. Also, I'm definitely looking for high school guys and or girls to help with setting up the equipment for the baseball and softball. Let me know. There's some money involved. We have to talk about that, but that's it's. And my understanding is most of the time, most years, the guys that have helped us, girls that have helped us, have been able to count service hours. For their yep. school obligations. So there's a lot of things. It's good to have other people besides me doing it for a number of reasons, including fewer mistakes when somebody else does it.
Y'all kids are a lot better than we are.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Sounds good. We want to thank Coach Ack for stopping up and talking to us on Fort Ray Sports Talk. And we will be back next Wednesday night.
Next Wednesday.
How about, and it'll be in the Sweet 16.
Sweet 16. How about getting Ryan 10 in, possibly?
Ooh, Ryan 10 be good, wouldn't he?
We'll talk a little softball, maybe a little girls' softball next week sometime.
That's a good idea.
Amen. Sounds good, brother.
Yeah.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. We'll see you next week, folks.
See you next week.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. With Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.